Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator, this podcast and the information shared within it are intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Project I Am. Today, we're diving into a topic that's more important than ever: how to be an activist and make a difference, whether through small, everyday actions or larger, more organized efforts. Many of us feel a strong desire to push back against ideologies or systems that marginalize communities or don't align with our values, but the truth is that we're not always sure where to start. This episode is about finding ways to bring positive change into the world, even when things seem overwhelming. We'll discuss research-backed approaches to effective activism, how to engage in ways that feel sustainable, and ideas for making both small and large impacts. If you're feeling passionate about justice, equity, and kindness, and maybe even a little frustrated or unsure how to help, I hope this episode brings you clarity, hope, and practical steps forward. Let's first talk about understanding everyday activism. When we think of activism, we often picture large protests, campaigns, or organized movements. But the truth is, activism is much broader than that. Dr. Rachel Einwohner, a researcher in social movements at Purdue University, defines activism as any action aimed at challenging or pushing back against systems of power or ideologies that don't align with our values. Activism can be as simple as speaking up against an injustice at work, or as large as organizing a community rally. Both are valid, and both make a difference. A 2021 study published in Social Problems found that everyday activism, small actions carried out in everyday lives, plays a powerful role in creating social change. This type of activism can be done by anyone, anywhere, and it's often just as impactful as larger efforts because it consistently reinforces values of empathy, inclusivity, and justice. When we engage in everyday activism, we're not only challenging harmful ideologies, but also helping to shift the cultural mindset over time. Everyday activism includes small, intentional actions that contribute to change, like supporting local businesses owned by marginalized groups, voting in local elections, or having honest conversations about issues with family and friends. These actions may seem small, but they create ripples that can lead to larger shifts in how people think and act. Small actions can have big impact. Let's start with some ideas for small, everyday actions that you can take right now. Research shows that repeated small actions can have a cumulative impact on society and culture. A 2019 study in the Journal of Social Issues found that small, consistent actions build collective power over time, changing social norms and influencing larger systems. Here are a few ways to start small but strong. Firstly, educate yourself and others. Knowledge is a powerful tool for activism. Make a habit to stay informed on issues affecting marginalized communities. Read books, articles, and research from credible sources, and share what you learn with others. When we understand an issue deeply, we're better equipped to advocate for it effectively. Sharing resources like books, podcasts, or articles with friends or on social media can help spread awareness. Secondly, support businesses aligned with your values. Where you spend your money matters. Studies show that consumer activism, choosing where you spend and not spend based on values, can influence corporate behavior and policies. Supporting local businesses, particularly those owned by people from marginalized communities, is a small yet powerful way to channel your purchasing power towards positive change. Thirdly, vote in local elections. Local politics often impact our daily lives more than national politics, yet voter turnout for local elections is typically low. Research from Political Behavior shows that local government influence policies on housing, policing, education, and healthcare. Voting in local elections is a tangible way to support leaders and policies that align with your values. And fourthly, speak up and use your voice. When you see an injustice, even if it's something small, speaking up can make a difference. Research in The American Psychologist shows that bystanders who challenge harmful behavior can disrupt the normalization of prejudice and bias. Whether it's in the workplace, in a family conversation, in your local supermarket, or on social media, using your voice to call out injustice, even politely, can help shift the conversation and make others think. Now, these actions, they might feel small, but collectively, they have a powerful impact. They create a ripple effect, encouraging those around us to reflect on their values and perhaps take action themselves. Finding your place in larger movements. If you're ready to get involved in larger scale activism, there are countless ways to make an impact. Research shows that when individuals come together for a common cause, they can create a powerful force for change. Dr. Dana Fisher, a sociologist who studies social movements, explains that larger movements benefit from a diversity of roles. Not everyone needs to be on the front lines. Support roles are equally important. Here are some ideas for how you can engage in larger movements. Firstly, join local or online groups. Many social movements have local chapters or online groups where people can discuss issues, organize events, and share resources. Being part of a group provides a sense of community and offers support, guidance, and collective strength. A study in Mobilization and International Quarterly, which is a journal, found that activism is more sustainable when people feel part of a larger group and connected to others who share their values. Secondly, participate in protests and rallies. Peaceful protests and rallies are an effective way to demonstrate public support for a cause. Research from Political Psychology shows that protests can sway public opinion and influence policymakers. Even attending as an ally can make a difference. Remember that every person who shows up contributes to the movement's visibility and strength. Thirdly, volunteer your skills. Activism isn't just about marching. It's about using your unique skills to support the cause. If you're a writer, graphic designer, or photographer, there's likely a group or movement that could use your talents. Offering your expertise is a powerful way to contribute to the cause. And fourthly, advocate for policy change. If you're passionate about making systemic changes, consider advocating for policy reform. This might mean working with advocacy groups to petition lawmakers, writing letters to your representatives, or joining campaigns that push for legislative change. Studies show that political advocacy, when sustained over time, can lead to significant social and structural change. Whether you're part of a protest, lending your skills, or advocating for policy change, remember that every role is valuable. Activism works best when everyone contributes in their own way. Practicing sustainable activism. Activism can be challenging and oftentimes really emotional draining, especially when fighting against deeply entrenched systems or ideologies. That's why sustainable activism, finding ways to engage that don't lead to burnout, is so incredibly important. Dr. Johanna Hedva, a scholar and activist, well, she emphasizes that to create long-term change, we need to take care of ourselves along the way. Here are some ways to keep your activism sustainable. 1. Set realistic goals. Not every action has to be grand. Dr. Hedva explains that setting small, achievable goals can prevent overwhelm and help you maintain momentum. Focus on the steps you can take today and celebrate small wins along the way. 2. Practice self-care. Activism can bring up feelings of anger, sadness, and frustration. Practicing self-care, whether through meditation, time in nature, journaling, or spending time with loved ones, is essential for processing these emotions. Research in health psychology shows that activists who incorporate self-care practices into their routine are more resilient and less likely to experience burnout. 3. Taking breaks when needed. Taking breaks doesn't mean giving up. It means recharging. Giving yourself permission to step back if you need to is knowing that you'll come back stronger and more focused. Sustainable activism is a marathon. It is not a sprint. And pacing yourself is key to staying engaged for the long haul. 4. Lean on your community. Activism can feel isolating at times, but remember that you're not alone. Reach out to others who share your values, whether in person or online. Doing so helps you find support and encouragement. A study published in the Journal of Community Psychology shows that collective resilience, the ability of a group to support each other through challenges, strengthens both the individual and collective impact. Let's talk about the power of hope in activism. One of the most important tools, one of the most powerful tools we have in activism is hope. Dr. Rebecca Solnit, a historian and writer, she argues that hope is essential for social change. Hope isn't naive optimism. It's the belief that our actions, no matter how small, can contribute to something much larger. It's about understanding that change often takes time, but that each effort we make plants a seed. In 2020, a study in Social and Personality Psychology Compass found that people who maintain a hopeful outlook are more likely to stay engaged in activism, even in the face of setbacks. Hope doesn't ignore the difficulties or injustices. It acknowledges them and commits to making a difference anyway. Activism can sometimes feel like an uphill battle, but every step we take matters. Each conversation, each action, and each movement of compassion helps build a world that aligns more closely with our values. So how do we move forward, and how do we find our own path in activism? As we wrap up, remember that there's no single right way to be an activist. Whether you're making small changes in your daily life or engaging in larger movements, every action counts. Activism is about finding what resonates with you, what feels meaningful for you, and what you can sustain over time. Maybe you'll start by educating yourself and those around you, or perhaps you'll lend your skills to an organization or participate in a protest. However you choose to engage, know that you're contributing to a larger movement. Your voice, your actions, and your compassion make a difference. Thank you for being here and for caring enough to want to make the world a better place. Together, through small and large acts, we have the power to create great change. Thank you for joining me on Project I Am. I hope that this episode has given you inspiration, clarity, and practical steps for engaging in activism that feels authentic and sustainable. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share it with others who might be interested. Remember that every action counts, and together we can build a world that reflects the values of justice, empathy, and kindness. Until next time, take care, stay hopeful, and keep making a difference. May you be well.
The weather today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're gonna love it.